So this afternoon I'd like to offer a few reflections on effort, or what might be a wise effort to bring to our meditation practice. However we're practicing, whether we're with the metta phrases for ourselves or another, or practicing in some other way, feels like as we encounter directly our mind and our body, and we let go of a lot of the doing and the engagements, it's like we encounter this energy, this human energy. This sometimes wild, wayward, sometimes calm, still sometimes confused, tangled. This human energy that we, this body-mind is made of, we could say, on one level. And the word that's often used for effort in the Pali, the language close to the language the Buddha used, is actually also translated as energy. So there's something here about learning the art of wise stewardship of our energy. And knowing that we can't control it, but we can learn to understand it. And maybe in some ways, sometimes we can be wise carers or shepherds or stewards of this energy. Understanding gradually what actually helps our energy to settle, to just move through, we learn this all the time, so continual learning. Maybe we see in ourselves some common tendencies around energy or effort, in our lives and certainly on retreat. Maybe so many of us maybe have tendencies, we tend to kind of hold in our energy, somehow we can't just let it be as big as it is. We have the habit of kind of keeping it in, or something like that. So helpful to give space, maybe. Another very common pattern with effort is the way that we often, I think, maybe we're trained to do this, to push. And to apply pressure. So energy, it's like the effort is so much, it can be so easily, so often, maybe very subtly sometimes, it's actually this feeling of pushing or applying pressure. Right? But that's effort. I've got to come in here and push. And just to really question that, or really notice, or really observe, see if we can begin to feel that tendency, if it's there sometimes or a lot. And the sense it can feel like it maybe not thought, but it feels like I have to, you know, got to make this metta happen. So I can sort of clenching my fists, you know, it's like, I've just, you know, gotta push this baby out. And, oh, God, that's so tiring. Yeah, and so really to see if this is a tendency that is so common that maybe, you know, there can be this rhythm of what I call surging and flopping, where we're like, right, okay, you know, right, let's go for it. Push, you know, really gonna make it happen this time. You know, the sitting's gonna be right. And then somehow again, because of the pressure, it somehow things tighten up and it doesn't work, and then we get kind of discouraged and go, oh, flop. Never mind. I'm just gonna go and have a cup of tea, lie down, just, you know, get it. So what is often more helpful is some sense of, can we find a kind of more steady, maybe plodding effort or persistence, like really where, again, like not too much energy, you know, not too little. So this is the this is the exploration. You know, what, and for so many of us, it's less energy, less than we think. It's actually simpler. It's actually something more like just a choice to come in here and sit down. And it's not much more than that that's really needed. And a few images to share with you. Maybe images can be helpful. The image of a long distance runner. And that kind of steady, we're in it for the long haul kind of effort. Or, so came to mind, the patience of a gardener. I mean, what would that be like to sit and walk and be here with that kind of patience, the patience of a wise gardener? Who really knows, you know, what's needed, the time to do this, the time to do that, and so much of just the waiting and the observing and seeing this needs a little more water. Yeah, I mean, I don't really see a wise gardener going around and shouting at the carrots, you know, grow. You know, you're not big enough yet, for goodness sake, you know, slacker, right? But that's so easily what we can do to ourselves. So just, again, if that's helpful, you can play with that. And another image that came was, you know, sometimes, and I know I can be very prone to this, as practice gets very serious. Extremely serious, heavy, kind of, you know, like chipping away. I'd have never been down a mine, but chipping away at the coal face, you know, it's like chip, chip. I don't imagine that's very enjoyable for hours and hours at a time, but I may be wrong. But anyway, but something like when I feel, sometimes when I can feel like this is play. Maybe this can be like playing, playful, like sometimes something like being in a sand pit, and kind of, oh, this is sand, and you can make shapes, and just, oh, that's interesting, and oh, I wonder where that goes, and just something, again, that if the kind of effort that is more playful, perhaps, is really helpful. So can we just allow this sense of exploring, experimenting, finding this balanced effort, this simplicity of simplicity of effort of what is really needed. Yeah, what is really needed. And so often, because of our very common tendency to be overdoing, it's the skill and the art of doing less and less and less and relaxing, you know, these kind of words, maybe softening all the time in the world. Yeah. Widening, something about opening the space around us, you know, so all, you know, our mind and our stuff and our body that's hurting, and it's held in this wider sense. And that's, yeah, sometimes just that is the kind of effort, and that we can rest in that, we can actually rest in that and let so much of what needs to happen happen naturally, like the carrots growing in the garden. You know, we can be like that much, much more and trust the natural process and the exploration. So, yeah. And when we, you know, go the other way and just fall asleep, then we, oh, maybe we need a little more energy, a little more focus. But it's okay, we can, you know, what's the worst that can happen? You fall asleep, you know. Right, just wake up again. Yeah. So may each of us really find or practice this art of wise effort. Perhaps it can be playful. Perhaps it can be a kind of joyful effort.